We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom of the Amud of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Noshim Chayovos Barba Koisis Halolu, Noshim Achayev and Dalat Koisis, Sha'af Heim Hoyu Ba'Oisa Neis. They are also Ba'Oisa Neis. They were also in the Neis of Pesach. So Rashbam learns that when it says Af Heim Ba'Oisa Neis, it means they were the catalyst for the Neis. And therefore, he says, he brings the Gemara inside, he says, because of Noshim Sekanias, they had the Tzias Mitzrayim. We find there's two other places in Shas that we say the Svar of Afayim Oysanes. One is by Mikra Megillah, and also by Chanukah. And the response speaks out there also. By Megillah, we have Adei Esther, and by Chanukah is Adei Yehudas, and therefore, they were all three times the catalyst for the Neis. That's how we learn Afayim Oysanes. Tosis argues, what?
Chanukah and Purim.
The Neis came through them. Right. He was through. Right, he's saying this of the Tosis learns, it means that's them, they're part of the Neis. Now, the Nafkamina is there's a Kasha. Why in Sukkot aren't they Chayiv in Sukkot? They were Afheim by Sarnes. So Tosis says, Tosis Pishitase has the Kasha. So he says, because they only say it by the Rabbanans, not by the Araisa. That's Tosis' answers. But Lefidur Rashbam is not fair, because by Sukkot they weren't the catalyst for the Neis. So therefore, it's not a kasha. Why by Sukkot you don't say Afheim Oysanes? There's other truism also. The Fidei Goyim that Sukkot is because they were spit out of the Onan by the eagle and they were allowed back in on Yom Kippur. So therefore, ladies are not Afheim Oysanes because they were never spit out of the Onan because they never did the eagle. That's the Chassam Sefer's pshat. Balakapadam, right? Levi also right. That's a little kasha. I guess the Klai Yisrael, a little plug. But it's a good kasha. I remember someone asked the kasha. They could be a terrorist to that kasha. Akapadam, the top choice also speaks out. You see from here, that what would the Havamina that they should be part of in Dalat Kaisis? Why should they part of in Dalat Kaisis? Teretz is Mitzvah Seiz Vangramba. You see, there's Mitzvah Seiz Vangramba even by the Rabbanans. That's what Teretz points out. It's a speak out. Because maybe Mitzvah Seiz Vangramba is part of the Raisis. Even the Rabbanans, they're part of the state, even by the Rabbanans, Mitzvah Seiz Vangramba, they're part of. Akapanam, ladies are chayiv in the Dalat Kaisis. Omra Yudah Mashmul, more halachas about the four cups of wine. Omra Yudah Mashmul, Arba Kaisis Alalu, it has to be the shear of mezigas kois yafa. Kois yafa means the benching kois. It has to be the same size as a kois of benching that was watered down. And we'll discuss that. Shasan chai, if you drank the wine raw, yotza, which means you didn't add the water to it. It was pure wine, concentrated wine. Shasan chai yatsa. We'll see what's going on. We'll talk about every step. All these four dinim. Din number one is yinei kedim zigas kais yafa. Number two is shasan chai yatsa. Shasan vasachas yatsa. If you drank it at one time, it's yatsa. What does it mean vasachas? So Rashi had a tzad to learn that it means that you took the shear of four cups, put it into one cup, and drank it at one time. That the Rashbam says, no, havamina, that should be yaitza, because that's one cup of a lot of wine. He says it means like this: he had four cups of wine, he drank one after another. Four cups in a row, he drank. And then I'll say their hagada. So it says here, meanwhile, yatza, we'll see tomorrow, we'll talk about this also. Hishkamam lebanav, mebeisa yatza. If you gave from your cup to drink to your children and to your wife, yatza. Your yatza also. So the Gemara limits all these halachas. Shosan cha yatza. This though he said, that if you drank it without doing meziga, that yotza, when meziga means you add water to it, Omar Rava, yidei yayin yotza, but yidei cheres liyotza. And the way Rashbam explains, yotza dalat kaisis with that, because might he drank wine, but it's not yidei cheres, because it's not a mitzvah shlema, like the Rashbam says, to drink wine that's not chashiv. Wine that's not watered, put a little water in it, doesn't taste good, it's very strong, and it doesn't taste good, it's not yidei cheres. So therefore, yidecheres liyotza, which means you're not yotza the mitzvah of dal kaisis b'shlemus if you drink a wine that's chai. Shosan vasachas, Rav Amar yideyayin yotza, which means yotza the deyayin of simchas yontav yotza if you drink four cups in a row. But yidecheres liyotza lo yotza, you're not yotza the mitzvah dal kaisis. Why? Because it has to go al haseder. The only way yotza dal kaisis is only al haseder. It has to be on something. This is on benching, this is on halal, this is kiddush, this is on karpas, this is on lagoda. Everything has a order. And therefore, if you drink it just four cups in a row, you're not yotza the din dal kaisis. Hishka mam lebanav mebeisa. If you gave it to drink to your children and your family, yotza yotza armnach mayitzchak vahu the ishti ruba the kasa. You yourself have to drink rav kais. It's not enough that you drink a little bit and give it out to the kids. You have to drink a rav kais yourself. Zaktais is der mas charuba. What does that mean? You have to drink at least my lugma, which is rive revias. But my taisis ends off lechatchila tzarch lishtais revias. You have to lechatchila drink a revias. Now it sounds like I'm taisis that no matter what size kais, it's enough to drink a rive revias. Ruba the kais means rive of the kais. Means rive of the shear that you need. That's the sheet of taisis. The Ramban argues. The Ramban holds anytime you have any kais, you have to drink. You have to drink roiv of the kais, no matter what size the kais is. You have to drink roiv of the kais. That's what the Ramban learns, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch the Sad. It says shira kais revius, and he says v'yishta kuloi ayrubai v'yesh by harbe revius leishoysemeto kolkach bnei adam kemin revius shabai. Everyone can drink from it. That's the Ramban Shita. You have to drink Reva Kais Mila Revias. Zokta Mishabura, therefore, he says, you don't have to do that. Don't plan on drinking a lot. Don't take a big Kais. Maisa Ramban holds you have to drink Rav Kais. So if you take a big Kais with 10 ounces, you're going to have to drink Rav 6 ounces, Rav the Kais. So if you don't like the wine so much, it's better to take a small Kais and drink the whole Kais than to drink only a Rav Revius of a bigger Kais. That's what comes out from the Mishbura and from the Halacha. Meisvei, we're going to ask Akasha now on this Halacha of the Shir Revius. Because we said here, Kadei Mezigas Kais Yafa, we weren't sure that shear. We thought maybe that shear was different than Revias. So Meisvei Dal Kais Alolu Tarach Shear Bem Kadei Revias, the four Kais will have to be a shear Revias. Echad Chai, Saif, the wine is Chai, Echad Mazak, Saif, it's water in it. Echad Chadash, and it could be even Chadash, which means wine that's not, it's like, not fermented yet, it's not strong. Ve'echad Yoshan, and say if it's too old, it doesn't taste good either. It's also kosher for Dal Kaisis. Rabbi Yudayim, no. Tzorach Shibay Tam Umar Yayin, which means, the Rashbam explains, his argument can be Chadash or Yoshan, it can be, it has to have Tam Yayin. This is, it could be a shallow of grape juice comes from here. We don't pass the Rabbi Yudah Pashas. But Tzorach Shibay Tam Umar Yayin, it always has to look like wine, which means it has to be red. So Yehuda adds on, says it can't be any wine you want. It has to be red, and also it has to have a tam yayin, which means it can't be a new wine or a wine that's too old. It has to be a tam yayin. But what's the guy asked? Telling me is, k'day revias, it has to be a shir revias. V'at amr is kais yafa, you said kais yafa. So it says, v'zikas kais yafa, which is kais yafa means kais of benching, because benching has to be a nice kais. We thought it was a different shir. No. Amr, ayyid chet shir, it's all one shir. Mike, the Mzigas Kais Yafa, the Kamar, the Chol Chad V'Chad, the Havalu, Kula Revias. They're all a Shir Revias. That means Sai for benching, Sai for Dalat Kaises, and Sai Mziga, it's always a Shir Revias. The Shir is Shir Revias. That means if you take wine and you're going to water it down, you have to have a quarter of Revias. Because the way you water it down, according to Gemara, is three times water, one times wine. So you have to have a quarter of Revias in order to water it and do Mziga. So Mzigas Kais Yafa means it's a quarter of a revias, and then you'll have a revias. So about every cup of Kais Bracha needs to be revias. The Bright said further, it has to have Tam Yain and Mar Yain. Amar Rava, my time, the Yehuda. What's Pshat? The Yehuda holds it has to be red wine. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk about wine, Al Teira Yain Ki Is Adam. This Pasuk is a Pasuk giving Musar to someone. It's a Mishlei. It says, don't go after the wine. It looks red. It looks geschmack. And don't be rugged with wine. And don't go after your eyes. Because if you're careful not to become a shikr. But you see that the characteristic of wine is that it's red. And that's found in Rabbi Huda Shita. L'mayis in Allah, we don't really pass Rabbi Huda, but it does say that l'chatchila you should use red wine. It says in Mechaber Tofai and Beis Sifur Aleph, mitzvah lachzar acha yayin odon. It's better to look after red wine, and the Ramah speaks out, ain't halav mishuvach manu. If the white wine is not better, if the white wine is better, then it's better. Now, the Mishmura speaks out an interesting thing from the Taz, says that if the time of the blood libels, the dafka were not allowed to use red wine, they shouldn't make any problems. That's what he says over there. He says, Midafka, don't take red wine. And we know the other shayla is, could you color, you want to be yaitzes mitzvah chilo, unless you have white wine, you want to put some grape juice in the wine and give it a color, a little red wine. So the halacha is, you're allowed to do that, but not on yantiv. You can't do it on yantiv because shayla, even though we pass an in tzviya ba'ichlim, but here, where I want to make it red, you shouldn't do it. So the eitz is, to put the red in first, and to make the color, you shouldn't do it. The Eitz of Duda is put a little bit red first and then add on wine. Just asking, is pink? Pink is reddish also. That's also Mistama. Looks, it could look like blood. It's, you know, pink is a good shayla. It's very close. You know, it's a good shayla, but pink wine. I don't know if that's the Eitz of the Mitzvah of red wine. What? Okay, let's see one. Let's see.
All 3 ounces in your cup.
Okay, we'll continue tomorrow from the next Gemara.